sexual gang sign like that?
I don't think that. No.
Wait.
He's got that ass.
No, no, this is the intro. In the intro, you're saying your gang sign.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey guys, it's producer Henny. Hey,
what's up? It's Dweezy.
Hi, what's up? I'm Lebo.
And this is episode 9 of The Sex Show. Welcome if you're joining us now for the first time. Where have you been? And if you've been here before, let's just carry on the fun. Shady Lebo's back in the studio today.
Yes, sir. I'm Shady Lebo the whole show today because I look like shit.
Henny, what's on the program?
So today we are talking about, is it okay for your current partner to talk to your ex for some tips? Sort of a review of sorts. We're also talking about burning question. We're talking about sexual compatibility. In our confession, we're talking about drunk sex and it going extremely wrong. And do's and don'ts, we're talking about OnlyFans in relation to Bella Thorne and for our hated and rated virtual strip clubs.
You know Bella Thorne is the hun who made a $2 million on OnlyFans.
Oh, I know her. She's the one with the red hair.
Yeah.
The Disney princess.
Mm-hmm.
From Disney to big dicks on
OnlyFans. Is she a Disney princess?
Yeah, she used to be a Disney thing.
But she's not a Disney princess.
I'm shaking up.
She's a Disney kid.
Oh, I was thinking Cinderella, Ariel. I didn't know where Bella came in.
So, for our relationship guru question, somebody sent in a DM saying, my current boyfriend is asking my ex about me, and I don't know how to feel about it because it may go very, very wrong. So, I want to know, is it okay, like, if your ex right now was to talk to your current partner, what would happen? Are we talking good or are we talking bad?
The problem is, you know, you talk shit about your exes, not always shit, but you always have some element of negativity to share about your ex to your current, which may then become a topic of conversation. You know, I've been in the situation before where I had one of my exes, broke up with my ex, then dated another guy, broke up with him. And that same year, both of them went to the same party together and they were in the same car together. So guess who was the topic of conversation? Me. So guess what I will never allow to happen? My ex talked to my current. It'll never happen.
First of all, Dwayne dates the same 5 people. He just rotates between them. So, like, not surprising.
Once you buy a pair of Air Maxes, you never leave the pair of Air Maxes. I'm joking. You throw them away. You throw the old shoes away. You buy new shoes. They're the same Air Max, but they're brand new.
Oh, my God. Listen, my exes do not know each other.
Don't mind.
For that very reason. Because I don't want... And also, all my exes are nonsense. So, like, if you're my current and you have anything to do with my ex, birds of a feather.
Also, I'm just saying that if we have to give relationship guru-styled advice, it is not a good idea to... Not because something about your dark past may come out. It's not about protecting yourself. You're blending too much of your past to your current at the moment. That's unhealthy. But also, like... What does your current have to gain from talking to your ex? Like, what tips? Like, what did Lebo like in bed? Did she like it when I did this? Like, why are y'all sharing, like, notes?
Also, do you not feel weird as my current talking to my ex? Like, you should feel weird. Are you not embarrassed? That's so embarrassing. Like, oh my
God. But why should the current feel embarrassed? I mean, the current is like, well, I'm here. I'm in the picture now.
Why
so
would you go
I'm
to
not embarrassed.
Picture?
If you want to chat to me, chat.
The problem is that now you don't know me. And like, you know you don't know me to the point where you have to go back to someone who I did dirty or did me dirty or I had to put out of my life. Why not talk to me? They're not damn.
That's why are we talking? No, but girls do this too. Girls love. Girls, the biggest thing I will say, men aren't even the ones. Ladies, and we know them ladies in Hatfield, are all friends with each other. So then next thing, Lebo, and I'm not saying that this is a situation, but I'm saying Ipi Leng's dating someone. Lebo used to date the guy, but there they're comparing notes with each other, and Malume's just sitting there like, what are you
going to
do?
First of all, my friends and I stay away from the same mean, because Pretoria is this big. So you're going to run into someone who your friend has had a thing with. And if it does happen, I'm not going to cuff you. It's not going to compare notes, but like, cuff.
I only wish that my friends were like Lebo's friends, in the sense that they don't talk to my exes and do things with my exes.
Oh, honey, I've had friends who were trying to fuck people I was fucking at the same time. And that's why you need to know who to be friends with.
End of the day, I think we can all agree, bad move, bad idea. Cut it off. Talk to your ex and say, leave my current alone. Talk to your current and say, leave the ex alone. If any one of you guys want to talk, you talk to me, and then I will relay the messages. I'll be the messenger.
I'm the middleman. Me.
Because the only thing they have in common is...
I'm the alpha, I'm the omega. Me.
Unless they're talking shit, hold on. The only time I'll say is, if your ex is talking shit about you, for example, I would expect maybe my current to go to the ex's DM and say, sorry, what are you saying? What are you saying? Let's look in the streets. Let's catch some hands real quick.
And this is why I date niggas with guns. I'm kidding.
You know, there's always a level. And everyone chills here. Me and Henny are always here. And then Level comes in, starts here, and then...
For our burning question, it's simple. Somebody sent in on our Google Forms saying that and asking, is sexual compatibility important? Now, for me, right, this is important because I'm not the thinnest stick in the garden, right? So I can't go and now hook up with somebody that's extremely skinny, you get me? Because I'm scared that I'm going to break their bones, or we're just going to have to play it safe sexually. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm not trying to be on the show, Sex Took Me to the ER. So I want to ask you guys, is sexual compatibility important?
No, yes.
The only thing in my mind now is Henny riding some skinny gent, and then you just get... You call the ambulance, what had happened here? Well, let me tell you. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, what a vision. What a vision. Oh, I'm sorry I had to put you having sex now, Henny, but what a vision. What an absolute stunt.
Now I'm thinking about it. Look at you.
Compatibility, what we say.
It's very NB, hey? Very important. Because I'm very small. And I love to overestimate my pussy. But if your shit is huge, it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. I'm small. You're gonna break me.
You can see it poking out of her stomach like this.
Bro, this one time, man, I had a boyfriend. I don't know if I told you guys the story, but I guess his shit was too big. Nah. And then I got a UTI. The entire time I thought I had diabetes, I had to go get what. And then I go to the doctor.
I want to do the maths quickly.
Listen, I go to the doctor and they're like, I'm like, what causes it? And the doctor's like, as a female, your anus and your bladder are really close together. So if the sex is too rough, the contents will cross over and you'll get an infection. I had to retrain my whole bladder.
Wait, hold on. There's a lot of maths. There's a lot of maths here.
No, I'm really trying to work it out.
Because my one thought was, you did anal and then it crossed over, or he did it normal and then it hit the booty hole, and then the booty hole leaked into the other hole, and then you thought you had diabetes.
Because the problem is that when you have a UTI, you pee a lot, and that is one of the symptoms of having diabetes.
Why did you go to diabetes instantly? Like, surely.
She went on to Google and she was like, why am I urinating a lot? And then it said diabetes.
And also I went to the doctor and the doctor made me take a glucose tolerance, one of those things where you drink a lot of
sugar.
It was hell. So
Sexual compatibility for me is very important. If you have fetishes that are outside of my limits, I'm never going to come to your department. If I have fetishes outside of your limits, I don't expect you to come to my department. Personally, I don't sleep with someone where it's too big, and I also don't sleep with someone when it's too small.
Yeah, too small. I cut me the fuck out.
It's look, it's some people, it's their brand to like people with small dicks. It's not my brand. So absolutely not. I also when I realize that maybe you have like you take too long in sex, like it takes you like an hour to ejaculate, I'm gonna get bored of wanting to have sex with you. So we're no longer compatible in that sense. And we're not gonna enjoy it. If you're lazy, if you're boring, if you're plain, if like I'm fine with someone who's vanilla. But if you just like, if you can't even like suck a dick, what are you doing with me? Like, leave.
I had a story, but like, I have too many stories, so we'll leave for next time.
Henny, would you stay with someone? Henny, would you stay with someone if they couldn't even finger you properly?
Yeah, no. Hey, I don't know if that's, I don't know if I can accept that. It mean, it's not for me. Not knocking anybody down that decides they don't want to do it. It's just, that's not my portion. Okay? That's not my portion. Sorry.
Fingers are the starter to the main course. You need to.
I also just want to say that people must not, because sexual compatibility is often also about preferences. You can't say that, like, you're not sexually compatible with a black person, or you're not sexually compatible with, like, a larger person, or you're not sexually compatible with someone who's, like disabled. Like, that also feel that's not the chat. You can't be like, if you're watching this now and the first thing that came to your mind is I'm not sexually compatible with black people and you're white,
you're racist. I'm compatible with everyone with a big dick.
So for our confession, I got a specific conversation that I had with a friend where she was basically talking about one night she got drunk and, you know, she was feeling the vibe at the club. This is obviously a throwback, COVID. But she basically had sex with somebody when she was drunk. And when she woke up the next morning, she was like, yo, like, this person's ugly. this person's not my type. This person, nothing like that. So that's the confession. So I'm like wanting to ask you guys, have you ever woken up after a one-night stand and been like, dang, I decided that was my challenge for the day?
I could fuck a broke nigga. I could fuck a rich nigga. I could fuck a tall nigga. I could fuck a short nigga. I could fuck a skinny nigga. I could fuck a fat nigga. But I will never, ever, ever fuck an ugly nigga. I will call me the fuck out. No. Dwayne!
I actually have like three stories that link to this shit. Because you know what we call it? We call it beer goggles. We call it beer goggles. When you no longer can see, even though you're having glasses on, unfortunately, sometimes it's dark. Sometimes you're desperate. Okay. And sometimes you're horny and you go home with someone and you, and then when you send them home and you look at them the next day on their Instagram, you realize that that person was in the dumpsters in terms of looks. Then what must you do?
It's so hard to be ugly as a man. Like, it's so hard. If you're ugly as a man, you're doing it on purpose. Because all you need is a fresh cat to take care of your skin and to dress nice and you're clean. So now if you're dressing ugly and you don't get your hair cut, and obviously you're going to be ugly. Obviously.
But you slept with him.
Who, me? I ain't never slept with an ugly nigga.
Well, I'm just saying in the context, you slept with him. So it's your fault.
You know what? It's not even beer goggles. You know, I was actually having this conversation like recently with a friend of mine who asked me, what was I doing? And I was like, it was a rebound. Like, sometimes when you're rebounding, you catch some shit. You do. I think it's okay. I think it's fine. Like, you still got to have sex, but you just never tell someone about it. You just never talk about it. It's done. It's dead to you. They're dead to you.
You don't count with it.
No one has the audacity like an ugly nigga. Yo. They'll treat you like you have. Stay away from ugly niggas.
It's not even that they'll treat you. Or they'll literally walk. They'll parade you around town. Because they know. Sometimes even the ugly ones know. Sometimes they even know. And then they know what you look like and they know your levels. And then they'll say, they'll walk around town and say, listen, I got into that man's sheets. And you can't then live it down. You can't.
Also, see, when I said so hard to be an ugly nigga, because get a pretty girlfriend and you automatically become attractive to other pretty girls.
What also, what about, Ned? So you slept with this ugly nigga, but the sex banged, like it banged.
That's why you don't sleep with them in the first place.
You never have to know that. You just never have to know that. You can go your entire life just having mediocre sex, and you'll just never have to. But remember, looks is subjective. The ugly person to me could be your knight in shining armor. Some people find Lebo ugly, and then other people
You're lying.
You can't tell me everyone finds you attractive, Lebo.
Everyone. Can't.
There's not even people out there. Everyone doesn't find me attractive.
Everyone. I'm gorgeous.
That's right, girl.
But she's gorgeous.
Oh, no shit.
You want to see my DMs, bro? I'm single by choice, sweetheart.
Come on! My queen.
I'm joking, please, my queen. Guys.
So today on our do's and don'ts, we are going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of OnlyFans. We've spoken about OnlyFans before, but this is now in light of what happened with Bella Thorne and her racking up like one mil was just in tips, to the point where OnlyFans has now put a cap on the amount of money that a person can make from tips. What do you think, in terms of what should we do and what should we not do on those platforms? What do you think?
I feel like celebrities ruin everything. OnlyFans is a platform where sex workers or people who feel like they want to sell pictures of their bodies, people who don't have an income from fucking streams and concerts and performances, go on there and make their rack. So now you're already making gang rack. You have promos, you have TV, you have radio, you have everything. And now you want to come into OnlyFans and capitalize from that. It's so selfish. Let the OnlyFans OnlyFans. When I have a TV star, go TV star.
For me, I'm saying the don't is obviously, apart from the money thing, Bella Thorne takes a lot of business and recognition away from women who are on the app already. Because now people who are going to go to OnlyFans aren't going to subscribe to your medium level OnlyFans. They're going to subscribe Bella Thorne. My thing is, Bella Thorne, the thing that you should have done, open a website that opens up when they pay your website into a PayPal or something, and then they can access your nudes that way. Or just, if you really, I don't know why she wanted to raise the money. Like, did it go to a charity? Did she send it off to a charity? I don't necessarily know that. But even so, she could have done that in another way that left OnlyFans as a platform alone. Because with like Beyonce going on to OnlyFans saying, I'm going to drop some nudes. You know it's done. It's done for that app. It's done. People are going to rush. People are going to pay. People are going to tip. People are going to send more money than they were donated to Black Lives Matter. More money than they donated to Jacob Blake. All of them. They're going to be donating money just to see Beyonce's pussy. But why do it on the app? Like, just do it on a website.
You're basically taking money out of people's mouths, because that person who tipped you could have tipped someone who actually needed it. Piece of shit.
No, I mean, I personally think, like, I mean, a bunch of celebrities over, like, the past few months have started, you know, OnlyFans accounts and all of that. And I agree with you guys. Like, they already have so many multiple streams of income that there's really no need for them to start OnlyFans. I think the other day I saw Cardi B with WAP. She's putting, like, the behind the scenes on OnlyFans, so you can only obviously see it on that platform. And I think you have to pay. I'm not sure if you just have to subscribe. I don't know if she did a deal with OnlyFans, but like...
Why does she need to charge people money to...
Yeah.
The only for celebrities, if Bella Thorne, if Cardi B, if all of them want to use OnlyFans, go climb into a low-level OnlyFanner who needs the money and feature on their account. So that when people come to pay, they pay her. She's making the money. Cardi B's on there. You can have the whatever, the same benefits of showing your pussy out to the world. I also, on the same OnlyFans, a lot of people even say that even though I never saw the Bella Thorne nudes, no one's even posted them anywhere. A lot of people were also saying that what they paid for wasn't necessarily what they thought was going to come there. And there's a lot of people on OnlyFans.
Ruby Rose, who did that?
Yeah. There's a lot of people on OnlyFans who make you pay and then they just post shirtless pictures of themselves or they just like show their booty. Or sometimes you'll even like pay them for like those like secret messages and then they'll send you other people's nudes. People need to let OnlyFans do what OnlyFans does. It's doing a really good amount.
And then it affects the bags. Yeah, it affects the bags of like the low income people. Because then if they're like, well, if a celebrity is going to be duping me, what is a low level OnlyFans going to do to me? And so it's literally, and then also, like we were saying, with putting a cap on it, now people's incomes are going to reduce significantly because now you can only, I believe, your maximum tip is about $100 when people were like paying thousands and all of those things. So people's bags are being stopped.
I don't know how OnlyFans work. I didn't use the thing. But like, if the tip is capped at 100, if someone wants to tip you more, are they going to be prevented from tipping? Well, they're still going to be allowed to tip, but then that money's going to go to OnlyFans. Then you're tipping OnlyFans. Like, I don't understand. Like, are they going to block you from spending your money? It's almost like stopping you from doing what you want to do with your money when you tip them. But if they allow you to do what they want to do with your money and you tip, and there's a cap place, then where does your money go? Who's it going to?
The issue came, right, from like the article that I read. The issue came from... So Bella Thorne made $1 million in 24 hours. Mm. The next day, she went to OnlyFans and said, I want my money. So pay it out. And so it became a big thing because now all of a sudden OnlyFans has to pay one person $1 million. And so nobody, I don't think anybody had made $1 million, obviously, in 24 hours. And so people are making increments of money and whatever and collecting as they go. But for OnlyFans to pay $1 million, then they'll, I think, what OnlyFans decided to do was like, okay, fine. To avoid another situation like this, we have to cap it. Nobody can reach that peak, say, later on in life because it's been capped. Yeah. So you would have to get multiple people, more people to watch your content for less money. You know what I'm saying?
Just which is hard. Leave OnlyFans alone if you're just going to go there to abuse your fame and influence to try and get people to pay you money. Let people who actually need the money go join their accounts. Go and say, guys, I'm going to be on XOXO's OnlyFans account. If you want to see my nudes, go over there. But you don't need the cash. It's like AKA starting an OnlyFans now. For what? For what?
Yeah.
Also, who wants to actually see AKA's nudes? We don't even listen to his music. Why do you want to see his nudes?
Well,
for our hated and rated, we're talking about virtual strip clubs. Now, obviously, most of us still kind of work from home or are like studying from home and people having like not a lot of being in a group setting, like clubs and stuff like that. And obviously, a strip club is very much stripped down. You know, people are shaking asses everywhere. So they created a virtual strip club. And I just want to know, like, are you guys for this? Are you guys against it? What do you guys feel?
X videos is free.
Pornhub. The first thing that came to mind is y'all want a virtual strip club, but you can see titties on Pornhub.
For free.
For free.
But it's a performance.
I can type in, I will go on my daughter right now. 100% before UP shuts me down, you know? I'm just going to type in stripper Pornhub, okay? I'm just going to type in stripper porn. Okay.
They give you strippers being fisted.
So I'm going to show you a video. I'm going to show you a video. Look. Wait. Let's just have it load. You can obviously blur this out, but I'm going to make it very apparent and very evident. That you can 100% see strippers on Pornhub.
Let me see.
100% there. There's already a stripper performing on Pornhub. Why do we need virtual strippers?
Are they giving her head on stage?
Yeah, yeah, they're giving her head on stage. Let me just close that. Delete browser history.
Yeah. get your money, sis.
I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's relevant. It also, when people go to strip club, they want to see titty shake. They want titty sweat to fall on their face. Like, are you going to get titty sweat coming through your screen? No. No, you're not.
I mean, you could splash water. So
they want to smell like Gooch juice.
Yeah, they want to smell the Gooch juice. That's what I'm saying. They want to... yes. And when you tip them, you want to put the tip in, you know?
You want to put
Wait, stand up.
No!
Give me a booty. You want to put it in. You want to be like, this is for you, baby. Like, how are you going to do them in your camera? You're
going to be like, I'm finished.
I want to put it in between your pussy lips like this, bro. So, like...
It just doesn't make sense. I don't think it's right. And it should be cancelled. Strip clubs are just trying to make more money over people.
Which, I mean, is understandable. But damn, bro. Also, no.
Essentially, what they're doing is just another OnlyFans account, because then you have to pay to watch people shake their ass. So everything is not just being monetized for no fucking reason, is what you're saying. Which I...
Or just get a partner who can strip for you at your house. Very simple. We're going to go to the questions now. Let's go find out the questions. Have you ever cried during sex?
I ain't no punk ass bitch.
Henny, have you ever cried whilst masturbating?
No, absolutely not.
Dwayne has cried.
Are you not embarrassed? That's so embarrassing.
That's probably like, it's just so good. It's so good.
But I never actually got to the point where I'm like.
It was actually after an ex and I broke up. We had sex again like 2 months later. And then I cried during sex because I knew it was the last time.
After 2 months, you still got over the ex.
How long did it take you to get over the ex?
2 weeks, max.
That's why you're for the street.
Well.
Hey, next question. Do you prefer eye contact or not during sex?
It depends. If I love you, then yes. If I don't, no.
Like, if he's eating you out, do you want him to, like, look at you, like, in the eye? Like...
It depends. If I love you, yes. If I don't, no.
Henny, would you want them to look you in the eyes while you suck?
This thing you've been demonic to me. Just, like, here's the box. So you're just, like, you're just looking. I mean, I've never experienced it, obviously. But, I'm good, eh? I don't need that.
This is me. If I have you here, I've got you in the eyes. I won't break eye contact. I want to look at you. I want to see the pleasure go through your eyes. I want to see the serotonin released in your body, the oxytocin, the dopamine. I want it all.
This is how y'all catch feelings.
No, but...
This is how y'all catch feelings. Don't look me in my eye, nigga. Look to the side. Look here. Look here.
What's the longest period you have gone without sex?
I hit 11 months. I told you guys that I was so celebrating for like August.
11 months?
Yeah.
We almost had a heart attack.
I wanted to hit a year, but like...
You didn't touch no one else's bits for 11 months.
I didn't even get a kiss from another human being for 11 months. Like nothing. Thumbs are nothing. And no one believes me. Everyone's like, no, dead ass, on God.
Were you okay?
Yeah. Just niggas don't know what up. Niggas don't know how to rock. Niggas, men are a problem. Yes.
You know, if it got past 3 months, I would even take bad sex with someone ugly.
That's deep.
I don't even mind. The longest I've been without sex was maybe 2.5-3 months. And that's between relationships.
Wow, that's crazy.
Okay. Brave, you share your story.
Fuck you, cunt. Penny, how long have you gone without masturbating?
Child, listen. I'm trying to really think. It's been a while. Okay, maybe like high school. At some point I thought God was gonna kill me, so I took like a 6-month hiatus.
Fuck no, man. So you thought Jesus was there in the room? Wow.
No, I mean, obviously he's always there in the room, but I really at some point was like, I'm a sinner, like I'm going to hell. And so I just decided to
go to hell with
I'm capping. I think that was 4 months, but yeah, it was a while.
Go to hell with an orgasm.
Wait, what?
Sex with the lights on or lights off?
Off. Off. Under no circumstances are we fucking with the lights on. No.
I like fucking.
Candles?
Maybe candles. Maybe like little lights on the side. Maybe
a dim light.
Like, yeah. Damn, bro, you can see everything.
Because I like, even with the person I'm with now at the moment, we have sex sometimes, like, in the daytime.
Yeah, in the day, then, I mean, what the fuck am I going to do? But, like,
but in the evening...
Bro, if you didn't shave your booty hole properly, now they can see that one hair. Oh, my gosh, no.
Do you prefer to take control or be submissive?
The latter.
Submissive. Pin her down. Pin her down. Pull her hair.
I'm also actually very shy.
Henny, would you be sub or dom?
I've thought about this a lot. But right now, sub.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, get in that bed. Lie down. Get hard. Get hard.
You see, right, I want now to do that, but can I? But no. Can I?
Well, a man,
so that's what I'm saying right now.
I'm touching you if you have to scream at him, Lambadoff. Really? Really? Some people love, some of them subs love it when they had like a super dom, like a super strong dom. I'm a dominant person. I'm not really a sub. I'm a sub in my relationships, but I'm a dom in bed. You know,
I'm a dom in the relationships, yeah. And a sub in bed.
That must be confusing.
I'm a sub, sub.
She'll beat my ass if I don't like put the dishes away.
I'm not
like away,
a dom
then...
dom. I'm not like, I'll beat you.
She's probably, like... she's probably the one who likes to get them soft kisses like during sex, like the... She likes him from tender kisses.
It depends. If I like you, then yeah. If I don't, then
from the Sex Show team, shout out, thank you for watching. Like, subscribe, follow, comment, share, don't tell our parents. Say goodbye, everyone.
Listen, whoever sent you that wrong link to the fucking Sex Show.
I'm still safe for now. For now. I'm still safe.
La lawyer, man, shit.
I can't wait to email your phone. Yo, wow.
It's you.
But shout out, this is episode 9. We'll catch you guys episode 10 next week. There's going to be a little bit of surprise. So you're going to want to stick around for that.